cutie pie. Makes me feel so good. You're my cutie pie.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is music from Reuben and the Bullhorn Singers from their self-titled album release that came out on Red Music Rising back in 2024. The song you heard here on the jukebox was called Powerful, and it is definitely, definitely powerful. They've been touring a lot and making some great waves out there, so be sure to check them out when they come to your town. Julian Taylor here. I'm your host on the jukebox, and I've got a song from McCartney 2, Paul McCartney's Temporary Secretary. This is from 1980. Obviously, you know where he's from. And I really like this song. It's really poppy, kind of funky. And I watched that Paul McCartney documentary on Amazon. I think it was Amazon. And I really, really fell in love with it. I fell in love with him and Linda just a little bit more. So here they are on the jukebox with Temporary Secretary.
Temporary, 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 I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary. Stay on the right track. She can be a belly dancer. I don't need a true romancer. She can be a diplomat, but I don't need a girl like that. She can be a neurosurgeon if she's doing nothing urgent. What I need's a temporary secretary.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Junior high. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mom, I got a note here from the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Hopper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. Her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Hopper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades all pulled completely down? Well, Mr. Hopper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. Smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as the mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Hopper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. Thank you.
That is Jeannie C. Riley with Harper Valley PTA. And we've played her on the show before. Really cool stuff. This is country and gospel music at its best. And it's a sassy tale of a mini-skirted mom exposing small-town PTA hypocrisy. And this became a phenomenal hit. And really enjoy this song, so I hope you did too. We've also got music coming up from an artist by the name of Yothu Hindi. They are an artist from Northern Territory, Australia. The song's called Freedom. It came out in 1993 on Mushroom Records. And this is a 16-track record that fuses rock, pop, and traditional music. Lots of sacred songs on this record. I think you'd enjoy it. So check it out when you get a chance. Nella from Cameroon is also on the show. This is Afro Fusion and Afro Beat at its best. This is a brand new single that came out this spring from this brilliant artist. I hope you enjoy that. We also have Love on the show with Tell Him, a brand new single from this artist from Cut Knife, Saskatchewan. It's an R&B single that I think you're going to really enjoy. Love is an Indigenous Cree singer-songwriter and a proud member of the Pound Maker Cree Nation. Also on the show, brand new music from my pal Jordan Hart. I didn't know it, but he lives around the corner from me. And we ended up doing a couple shows with Logan Statz on the Songs and Stories tour, and he joined us. Wow. Honestly, what a great singer. What a great guitar player. He and his wife are an incredible duo, and I hope that you enjoy this brand new single from Jordan Hart. It's called Different Town, and it's here right now on the jukebox.
We got scars to prove how well we knew each other back then. I think it takes someone who really knows you to hurt you like that. And I've spent more years as a stranger to you now than a friend. But the memories that we both have are some of the best I made yet. And I wonder what you'd think about this life that I have. Still living out here, working on that old dream that I had. And I heard you got a family now, it grew up so fast. And I don't know your daughter's name, how messed up is that? If I call right now, would it feel right after so long? And if you could see me now, I wonder what you would think about my life. I'd try to get you to hear me out, but I don't know if the words would come out right. And now we're living in a different town, and you're caught up in another kind of life. I shouldn't care, but it hurts me now, like the fact that we never. Down that yellow road and I never looked back at the faces that feel like a home that I wish I still had. And even after all this time, it's the funniest thing, I feel like you know a part of me that nobody else has seen. If I call right now, would it feel right after so long? And if you could see me now, I wonder what you would think. Try to get you to hear me out, but I don't know if the words would come out right. And now we're living in a different town, and you're caught up in another kind of life. I shouldn't care, but it haunts me now, like the fact that we never. Hear all about your life. Try to get you to hear me out. But I don't know if the words would come out right. And now we're living in a different town. And you're caught up in another kind of life. I shouldn't care, but it hurts me now. Like the fact that we never even really said. That we never even realized.
things I said when I was going through a hard time. Turns out I just needed a friend. Stop loving him. 'Cause it's impossible to think of my world without his beautiful smile on his face. I never knew there could be poetry written all over the laces. My name, the way that he says my name.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I know they wait for you. I don't be just, I don't be Luca.
I'm Julian Taylor, and I would like to congratulate Yamaha Guitars Canada on their 60th anniversary in 2026. To help them celebrate, we start a year-long series featuring artists, their music, and guitars on the Jukebox with some cool Yamaha guitar stories. Keep your eyes and ears tuned to the Jukebox as we have some fun stuff coming up.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leiserwitz, and this is Climate Connections. 5 years ago, a wildfire tore through Rebecca Gentry's Montana ranch, leaving tens of thousands of dead, scorched trees in its wake. In situations like this, landowners sometimes clean up pasture land by cutting the dead standing trees, piling them up, and burning them so they don't fall and hurt people or animals. But that releases the climate-warming CO2 the trees absorbed as they grew.
And that's what we want to help landowners avoid.
Grant Canary is CEO of the company Mass Reforestation, which worked with Gentry on a different solution. They dug a pit about 20 feet deep, buried millions of pounds of dead trees, and capped the vault with fabric, gravel, and soil. Then they replanted the ground above with native grasses for grazing cattle. Research shows that burying wood underground can slow its decomposition.
In the right conditions, the carbon is locked into the soil for hundreds, if not thousands of years, taking advantage of all the hard work that the trees did over decades to remove that carbon from the atmosphere.
At the Montana Ranch, the vault will be closely monitored to ensure that it's locking away global warming emissions long term. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca.